statistics on, say, it's the 7th of July, 1977, and it's Paul Cummings talking to Alexander Brooke in his house. Pointer House, it's called, isn't it? In Sag Harbor. What is North Haven?
North Haven is separate from Sag Harbor. We have a mayor, and we control this little peninsula here, aside from Sag Harbor. They can't vote here, and we can't vote there.
Oh, I see. So it's a little area by itself then.
Right. Hamlet.
You were born in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And did you grew up in Brooklyn?
Up until about the age of 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And at the age of 12, I got polio. Mm-hmm. And because of my restrictions in walking, we moved back to our little house in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
where we remained only for 2 or 3 years until I was on mm-hmm. my feet again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once on my feet, we moved back to Manhattan.
Uh-huh. Well, that must have affected your education and everything.
Completely.
At that age. Yeah.
Oh, completely. There was no busing then.
Right.
And I actually did not go to school after the 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I did briefly go, I think, for 2 winters
mm-hmm.
to a little place in Brooklyn called Heffley's Institute, which was cheek by jowl with Pratt Institute.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And there I learned nothing.
Yeah.
But I was mm-hmm. quite mm-hmm. a constant reader.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that I really knew a great deal about writers
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
before I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I read a lot of the French authors, a lot of the Russian authors, mm-hmm. a lot of the English authors.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read much classical stuff, mm-hmm. to be sure. That came later,
mm-hmm.
And limited,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
a limited amount.
Mm-hmm.
But so that I was fairly, for one who had no education, a literate
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm. Well, were books that available? I mean, were they at home? Were your parents interested in
There was always a library.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There were libraries all over.
Right.
As there are today.
There was always that shelf of books to go through. But what were you interested in? I mean, what got you interested in reading, and what kinds of, was it fiction, was it history, biography, was it?
Well, it was a potpourri of almost everything. What I was interested in was painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take mm-hmm. you into the next room here
mm-hmm.
and show you a little painting, which was my first original oil painting done in 1910, which mm-hmm. made me 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
12
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
And then, when we moved back to New York, we lived on 92nd Street and Park Avenue,
mm-hmm.
between Park and Lexington. It was a street with either 4-story flats,
mm-hmm. right.
apartments, or little brownstone
mm-hmm.
private dwellings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was only 10 blocks from the Metropolitan Museum.
Mm-hmm. What got you interested in painting so early? Were your parents interested? Were there pictures in the house? You know.
Well, I suppose it's just one of these things. I don't know what got me interested in painting. Even when I was 2 years old, I was
mm-hmm.
drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So things came naturally.
Uh-huh.
And in those days, the wash tubs, at least the ones we had in Brooklyn, were these old slate kind, heavy